Let me welcome you affectionately to this episode of Above the Clouds, where we will be dealing and with fear and overcoming it. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam which describes the best way how to overcome fear. Bhayam dvitiya binivesatasyat ishadapetasya viparayayo smriti tanmayayato buddhabhayettam bhaktyekayesham guru devatatmam. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body. Because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency of illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. In some translations, it is also said an intelligent person should engage in the service of the Lord, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. Putting Krishna in the center of our attention with the help of the spiritual master dissolves fear, just like fog is dissolved in the morning upon the rising of the sun. Today I received a letter which quite an interesting content. Silke had written me out of the hospital where she stays already since 109 days being prepared by the doctors for a heart transplantation. She needs to be absolutely top fit as much as possible with her heart condition, and also the heart which will come into the hospital needs to come from a fit person who had an accident and who was giving his heart as a donation. So this is what Silke writes. I'm ready. Every moment a doctor or nurse could come through the door and tell me that we start. Most often than not, this happens in the night. Upon hearing this notice, I have a few moments to pack a few things together, and then I will be driven to a place called Heart Center, where the surgery will be performed. Whether or not it really starts, we only know after I have been prepared for the surgery and when the organ which has arrived is in a good or very good state so that the transplantation can be happening. This is very exciting. I don't know how I could master this situation without Krishna. I'm so thankful to Srila Prabhupada and to his mercy because he brought us the holy name, my only shelter at this moment. And she ends her letter by telling that if she is given a second chance and wakes up from the heart transplantation healthy, then she only has one desire, to visit temples, to stay in the company of devotees, and to serve Krishna, not only in her mind, but to actually dance for him, sing for him, cook for him, etc. What a moving letter, and what an important lesson. Fearful situations can be conquered and mastered only when we take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. There is a very nice incident of this regarding Srivas Thakur. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had started with the loud chanting of the holy names in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit, all the atheistic neighbors began to complain, because as the Bhagavatam informs us, a materialistic person works very hard through the day to secure wealth, and then in the night there's a moment for they expect some sense gratification and then go to bed to get ready for the next day. So these devotees were chanting really loud and ecstatically, and as a result people began to concoct rumors. They couldn't go into the house and the courtyard because it was allowed only for devotees and so on. So people looked for ways to counter the movement, and they came to the idea that they would inform the foreign rulers. So Sivas Pandit felt great anxiety. What did he do? He began to worship Lord Nrisimhadev for his protection. Now Lord Chaitanya sensed that Sivas Thakur was afraid, and because he is always committed to taking away the distress of his devotees, one day he went to the house of Srivas Thakur and knocked on the door and then kicked the door open. He was in a special mood, in a ferocious mood. "Who are you worshipping?" he asked. "Who are you meditating upon? Look at me. He whom you are worshipping is standing right before you. I will save the righteous and destroy those who are wicked. You should not worry any longer." So saying this, he walked over to the altar, sat down in the Virasan, this is the heroic posture, and then suddenly began to reveal his divine form as Lord Nrisimhadev, holding the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower in his respective hands. He did this to remove all the fear. When we feel fearful, there is another meditation. The second was about the Lord, but the first meditation was to meditate about the Lord in this form as Nrisimhadev, but the second is to meditate about our own eternal existence. One day, as usual, the Lord was dancing in Srivas Pandit's house. The devotees who were surrounding the Lord were singing and dancing ecstatically, but there was another sound, loud wailing. The son of Srivas Thakur, who was in another place, in that estate, in another house, had just passed away, and the ladies who were with him were crying helplessly. He had suffered from an illness and then gone. Shivastaku was quickly summoned, and he went there. And when he saw the situation, he became worried. What if the kirtan of the Lord is stopped? So he told his wife and her lady friends, please stop this loud wailing. See, this death of our son has occurred in the most auspicious situation. The Lord was dancing with kirtan. But news reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was dancing, and when he heard that the kirtan was not interrupted, he was simply astonished. He said, how could I ever live without such an extraordinary companion as Shivastakur? And he began to cry, and moved to tears, he said, how will I be able to leave the association of such a saintly person who's unaffected by the death of his son due to his love for me? But he decided, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided, let me help everyone here by showing them a lesson they will never forget. So he quickly went to the house where the dead body was lying in the bed, and he addressed the soul. He said, why have you suddenly left Shiva's Pandit's house? And to the great surprise of the devotees, the deceased son sat up and spoke, my Lord, everything happens according to your will alone. Who can influence your determination? I have lived in this body for my prescribed period of time. Now the time is over, and so I'm leaving to take up residence in another body. My dear Lord, although I must leave this body now, please be merciful so that I may never ever forget you. Who is one's father and who is one's son? Everyone is acting out the results of their previous karma. So as long as my destiny had allowed me, I remained in Shiva's Pandit's house. But now I must go. I must move on. It is said that upon hearing this particular pastime, one loses his lamentation, his fear. So there are two very powerful ways to lose fear. One is to bring the Lord into the center. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this by setting on the altar of Shrivastakur and revealing his form as Nrisimhadev, as to remove all the fear in Shrivastakur's heart. And the second is by really remembering how we are eternal spiritual souls. I request you to deal with your own fears, or to deal with the fears in the world, in these two ways. This can be a practice, meditating about the Lord and understanding that we are eternal souls who are part and parcels of the Lord. Wishing you all the best and seeing you soon for the next Above the Clouds.